And mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, we're going to talk about lions today, specifically the Lion of Judah.
Yes, sir, Roy. God inspired me, I believe, here in years ago now to do a Ten Commandments Lion of Judah sculpture. And when I prayed about it, the vision that he gave me was of a strong, courageous, majestic, massive lion that's the expressing strength, and that would be atop of a Ten Commandments monument, a big monument. So if you can visualize a giant lion sculpture in bronze, 11 foot long, big mane, mature male.
So the word would be immense.
Yeah, and he'd be sitting then, are we standing on top of this massive masonry Ten Commandments monument? So it'd be kind of a Ten Commandments monument with an attitude. Most of them just have the commandments, yeah, but this will have this big
normally
line.
A Ten Commandment monument, you probably would glance at a little bit, but you're not going to turn away from this.
Right, right. And then the Lord gave me, I asked him how to do that, and I believe that the Holy Spirit showed me that it'll have the Ten Commandments on one side of this big base. It'll have the greatest commandments on the other side. It'll have the new commandment on the other end. And then it'll have the names of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then it'll have the scriptures that explain who the Lion of Judah is.
And he is Jesus. So all this came from inspiration that you got from God.
Yes, sir. That's what I believe. Yes, sir. And I've found out that's the easiest way to get my best ideas. Right. It's just to go right to God.
Yeah, because you're going to end up doing it anyway.
That's right. That's how I work up the old-fashioned way.
Okay, fine.
But I found that a shortcut to getting really good stuff is just to go to God. All the great artists and music people and writers and poets. I mean, you know, the secret's out. If you want to get do good stuff, anything,
ask God
to help you do it. Yeah, so. Right. He make you look good if you'll talk about him. So
miracle of the week.
Yeah, let me talk. I've been doing shows here recently, the CCCU, which is a Council of Christian Colleges and Universities, and then the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters. And at one of these shows, I had a really cool divine appointment. I had the line out and this in the exhibit hall, and they put it out front. And anyways, this lady comes up to me, and she's looking at the lion, and she introduces herself as Joyce. And I said, well, hi. And she's a very nice lady. And she said she owned a tour company in Israel. And I said, great, we love Israel. This is the Lion of Judah. And she says, oh, yes, I know. And I said, do you believe that Jesus is your Messiah? And she said, well, no, I don't. I believe in God, but I don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. And so everybody knows, if you've listened to the show a while, how I'm really shy. And so I looked at this total stranger and I said, well, Joyce, if Jesus Christ is the Messiah of the Jews, if he's your Messiah, would you like to know it? And that took her off her game a little bit there, because she was going to try to sell me a tour. And she goes, that's a real hard question to answer. And I said, yes, ma'am, it is. But Joyce, if Jesus Christ is the Messiah of the Jews, do you want to know it? And she said, she paused a minute again, and I could, you know, she's probably talking to God and saying, what do I say? So she said, yes, I guess if he is the Messiah, I want to know. So I just said, well, then can I pray for you in the name of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of her God? She said, yes, that would be fine. So I touched her shoulder with one finger, and I just said, Lord, if Jesus is Yeshua, the Messiah of the Jews, would you let your daughter know in Yeshua's name? And as I said, amen, she yelled, I have to see it. And I was wondering, that's kind of odd, because I didn't say anything about seeing anything, but she said, I have to see it. And so anyways, I noted that and thought, that's an odd response. So I felt that was as far as I was supposed to go at that moment. And I went back over to my booth, and I'm talking to people, and suddenly, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, this lady, Joyce, walks back up to me with a big grin on her face. And I see her coming. And before I could even let her explain why she was coming, I mean, I still don't know why that was, but when I looked at her, she was sparkling with the Shekinah glory on her face and on her clothes. And she walked up to me with this big smile, and I said, Joyce, do you realize that the glory of God is on you? She goes, no. I said, did you put on glitter makeup and put it on your clothes and on your face and your neck? She said, no, I don't use glitter makeup. And I said, well, Joyce, the glory of God is on you. And I said, you know, did you remember you asked 30 minutes ago, you said, I have to see it. And and so I had her look at her hands, and she looks at them, and she starts to gasp. And I said, Joyce, do you see it? She says, yes, I see it. And it's literally forming as we're both standing there. The sparkles look like glitter. It's forming on the palm of her hand. And I said a second time, Joyce, do you see it? And she said, yes, I see it. I said, well, there you go. You asked God for a sign, and he gave you a sign to let you know Jesus Christ is your Messiah. And I said, can I take a picture? And so she held out her hand with a big grin. I got this great picture of her. And again, I said, look, can I bless you again? Because, again, people, this is, you can't force anybody into heaven. You can't trick anybody into heaven. But she asked for a sign, and God was gracious enough to give her a sign. So I prayed for her one more time, and I just said, you know, Lord, would you please continue to reveal yourself to your daughter? And so she thanked me, hugged me, and went back to her booth. And so pray for Joyce in Israel, because it's a big sacrifice. It's a big deal when somebody that's worshiping in the Jewish faith, Judaism, makes a decision that they believe Jesus is the Messiah of Judaism. And
profound.
So, yeah.
It's a profound decision.
Yes, it's a big deal, and it affects a lot. And so, but it was just real special, and it was a miracle that we got to see.
That's definitely a miracle. Well, Max, Coming King Foundation friend Jeff Anderson is here with us today. Why is Jeff here?
Well, Roy, we first, I just like to be with Jeff. You know, that's one reason. But other than that, he's here for a purpose today, and that's because we're going to talk about the Line of Judah Israel Initiative. And last program, we talked about how it's been the dream of Sherry and me and a number of other friends that a number one Line of Judah big bronze, the life-size sculpture, be given to Israel as a gift from American Christians. And so we've worked up a plan and a program, and believe it's from the Lord, where it'll allow us to give the number one life-size Line of Judah bronze to Israel, and it would be placed even before the one in the garden that we hope to, because the Bible talks about first to the Jews. And so we want, it also tells all people, especially Christians, to bless the Jews. And so that's what we want to do. And so I've got Jeff here with me today, and he's a big part of that, and he's going to explain kind of his role in this gift.
So, Jeff, you want to give the number one lion bronze to Israel. Talk about that and why.
Well, our ministry, Leadership Inc., is a servant leadership ministry, and we collaborate with other organizations. One of the organizations that we've been a collaborator for many years is the Coming King Foundation. And we've gotten to know Max and Sherry and the great work they do in their sculpture and art business, but we also have begun to understand the meaning of these sculptures to others. We've seen it in real life there at the Sculpture Garden. So we believe that this gift to Israel will have a profound, a decade, centuries, perhaps millennium-long impact between the American Christian population and Israel.
How are you going to go about this?
Well, we're managing and facilitating it. So we'll be purchasing this Lion of Judah and shipping it to Israel to a designated site there. And what we really need from each of the people listening to us today is we need your prayers. We really do, because we're stepping out in faith to mobilizing in faith, as we like to call it, to help make this a possibility. We also, if you're called by the Lord, we need your gifts, because this is going to take money to be able to do it. Not a lot of money, but certainly in a meaningful amount. And one of the neat parts about it is, if there's any residual monies after we've gotten this line to Israel and in place, those monies will go to make the Line of Judah available at the Coming King Foundation in Kerrville.
At the Cross in Kerrville. So you need about $63,000 this next month to cover the shipping and the foundry and all that.
Right. And I might just jump in here. Is the bronze, we sell the bronze for $80,000. But what Sherry and I are doing, we're donating $12,000 profits from the sale, but we need help covering the casting costs and the help covering the air shipping over to Israel. And so that's where this other, so we really need, God made this bigger than Sherry and I can do right now, and we need the help of our friends and people that love Israel. And Jeff and Barbara stepped up and said, well, we'll help facilitate that and manage that. And then they're very gracious in that they're going to give 100% of the funds, if there's any excess, to the Coming King Foundation to place the big Line of Judah Ten Commandments monument in the garden in Kerrville.
So, Jeff, why are you helping the Griners do this?
Well, we love the Griners. We believe that their sculptures bring out the living word of the Bible. And, you know, the Bible is a love letter, Roy, and to all our listeners from God, and it's to each of us. And we encounter the person of Jesus Christ in it. You know, and the whole Bible is about Jesus. It's clearly in the New Testament, but it's also in the Old Testament. In fact, Jesus said in John 5:39 that these very scriptures testify about me. And it's that testimony, it's that connection between the Old Testament and the living word in the New Testament that we believe that this particular sculpture brings to life. And it just gives us a heart to share that with the state of Israel, celebrate its 70th anniversary, and to hopefully produce an increasing bond between American Christians and the state of Israel.
Jeff, what part are you playing in this gift to Israel specifically?
Well, we're the facilitating organization. We're managing it, and we're receiving the donations, and we receive those at P.O. Box 29-1923, Kerrville, Texas 78029. You can go to our website, www.leadershipinc.us, and you can donate from there. And we're in the process of collecting the contributions and then facilitating their purchase of the line and the shipping of it to the site in Israel.
Let's mention that one more time on how people can connect with you.
Okay. The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 29-1923, Kerrville, Texas, 78029. And the web address is www.leadershipinc.us, leadershipinc.us. And there's a donate button there, and it'll take you directly to being able to make your contribution.
Let's talk again, remind people what happens, and Max, you can chime in on this too, what happens if you raise more than enough money? Again, mention again what happens with that money if you get more money than you need for your project.
Well, what we want to do, and we're hoping that the Lord's going to bless but not only the state of Israel with this gift, but that there'll be an excess of funds that we can allow the placing of this monument with the Ten Commandments, where the Lion of Judah will sit on the Ten Commandments. And it will be displayed. It overlooks a beautiful, beautiful rotunda at the Coming King Sculpture and Prayer Garden.
Max?
Yeah,
about
we just thank God for the Andersons and also Dota Yavo, Bob and Linda Morris up in Illinois. They've made the first $5,000 gift. But you know, a lot of these things that God does with Sherry and me, He makes them bigger than we can do by ourselves. We try to obey, but we only so much we got. We'll give Him all of that, but we need our friends, and God often wants the friends to come together to do things for Jesus. It's not our project. This line is His project.
Easter celebration coming up.
Yeah, I got Easter, and you guys, it's the end of March, and April 1st is Easter morning, so invite everybody to come and be blessed with music and ministry all day Saturday, and then in the evening, and then Sunday is the sunrise service, so come join us if you can.
How can they reach us?
Just with the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Greiner and Jeff Anderson, thank you very much for being with us. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back with you again this week, and it's always good to share these comments with you, and we do welcome them, so please send them in to us. First, we have Ann Flores from San Antonio, Texas. Oh my goodness, it's even more amazing than I thought it would be. A couple of weeks ago, I took my relatives up there, my sister and her husband from Chicago, and three other sisters with their families from Corpus Christi, Beeville, and Del Rio, Texas. My niece got angel orbs on her photo shots. I'll get her to forward these pictures to you. Several of us in the group saw the glory dust on us as well. They were amazed. We had an inspiring and wonderfully intimate time. Thank you for giving us a physical sense of God's holiness. Blessings to you and Sherry. And from TripAdvisor, Ron K. sent in, great place to visit for your soul. Wonderful, serene place with majestic large cross that can be seen from I-10. Many statues and Bible verses to spread the saving message of Christ. Go there and you won't be disappointed. And next we have, blessed to have this beautiful spiritual place in our town. Just go and feel, accept the peace and love and joy in this special place. Geraldine McCall Woodcox sent this in through Google. And Reggie and Ann Whalen from Waco, Texas said, thank you for this beautiful and holy place. And I have from Michelle Ramon from Katy, Texas says, this is really a beautiful place. I had lost my way, but found my faith here. Thank you. Roxanne Gutierrez from San Antonio, this is a very moving experience. And from Victoria, Baron and Cindy G. from Sinan, this place is beautiful. And the last one for you is from George Gomez Jr., San Antonio, Texas. And he says, thank you. This is very nice. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for tuning in with us this week, and I hope you'll be back next week to hear more comments.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites,
such as the cross at Kerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.